Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. Today is Wednesday, September 10th, 2014. This is episode 89 of the podcast of Thinks Out Loud. And as I try to remember to do every single week, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I do so appreciate the fact that you do this every single week. And it's just always, always great to, have you here to talk about internet marketing, to talk about digital marketing, to talk about e-commerce, and how those are going to affect your business as you go forward. Now, today I'm going to do a slightly different thing than I normally do. There is a ton of news. There always is. There's always so many things we could talk about. But I want to lead off with what happened yesterday. Now, for those of you who don't pay attention to this stuff, and it's okay if you don't, I don't pay attention to it a lot myself, usually, but Apple introduced its new phones yesterday, the iPhone 6, the iPhone 6 Plus, and they introduced something called Apple Watch. Now, I want to be really fair. This is not going to be a commercial for Apple. Personally, I don't care what devices you use. I don't hold Apple stock. I'm not, you know, I do use Apple products personally, but I'm not, you know, I don't really care. I care what helps your customers do what they do, how your customers' behaviors change over time, and then how you can use those changing behaviors to grow your business. And in between Apple introducing its new phones and Apple introducing its new watch, I actually saw something that's probably going to change behaviors a lot. In fact, so much so that I think it's a game changer. Apple introduced a new thing yesterday called Apple Pay, which is a payments system that relies upon NFC, near field communications, the sorts of things that you have in your Easy Pass, if you have one of those for your car as you go down, you know, the local freeways and highways and things like that, or that you might have if you have a, you know, the types of payment cards that Visa makes or that MasterCard makes that you can just touch to a pad reader, a card reader, without swiping, and then go ahead and pay automatically. And NFC has existed in Android phones for some time. So again, this is not, I want to be really clear about this. This isn't about Apple per se. What they showed yesterday, though, does have a really interesting potential effect and something that I think we want to watch very closely. So first off, all kinds of mobile payments. I've talked about mobile payments for a long time, and I think mobile payments are going to be huge. Depending on whose data you look at, there will be something like $490+ billion in transaction revenue by 2020 through payment systems. Payment systems process some trillion dollars in transactions, according to data from Boston Consulting Group. That's a couple years old, so it might have updated since then. But the point is, you know, this is a big, big business. And a lot of people have tried to change the whole payment process. Look at Google Wallet, for instance. And the reason why mobile payments haven't taken off, really, it's because of a usability problem, or rather, the lack of a usability problem. I mean, really, how hard is it to use a credit card? Not hard at all. There is one place where it's hard to use a credit card, and that's on mobile. But that's not the big deal here. Here's where I think Apple is onto something. And I want to be fair. A lot of other people could get on board with this really easily. You know, Google could do this. Amazon could do this. eBay or PayPal could do this, right? This is not an exclusively Apple domain. Apple just happened to bring it to the forefront yesterday and is a way that, you know, something that we need to watch. I don't know if you saw the news this week, but Home Depot just got hacked. And if you've bought at Home Depot over the last however many months or something like that, there's a pretty good likelihood that your credit card information is now available to these hackers. Some 60 million cards, according to Gizmodo, were affected by this. Target got hacked a year ago, something like that. And they had some 40 million cards exposed. I happened to live through that one because actually my card was one of the ones that got hacked. And a system like Apple Pay, that probably can't happen. So it may not be easier to use than a credit card, but it may be better to use, and it may appeal to customers more than what we've seen with other payment systems prior. And the reason is, and again, this isn't an Apple commercial by any stretch. I'm sure other people can do the same thing. The point is, today nobody is. What Apple has focused on is privacy and security. You use the little touch ID sensor, the little fingerprint sensor on your phone. You tap the NFC phone, so an iPhone 6 or an iPhone 6 Plus, the new phones, or an old phone if you're using the new watch that they introduced yesterday. You touch your finger to the fingerprint sensor, or somehow the watch will ask you to authenticate that you're you. And it will go ahead and send a one-time use card, a token, to the merchant, which will then validate that that token is actually usable. And that will then get passed back to your credit card company somewhere down the road, right? So it's something where your card does not get exposed to the merchant. Your card number doesn't, your card ID doesn't, your name doesn't. And Apple has said that they are not going to see your purchases or what you bought or where you bought or how much you paid. So it's really designed, at least in principle, around privacy and security. Now, does that mean it couldn't be hacked in any way? Well, of course it could. I'm sure it could. Any system can be hacked. I don't know how it could be hacked. I'm not a hacker. I don't care. What I am telling you, what I do feel strongly about, is the way that they've positioned this is it actually solves a customer problem. How can you buy things easily and readily using mobile that's more secure and more private than using a credit card? And clearly, a lot of people agreed with this. At launch, they've got some 220,000 merchants signed up, including a lot of big guys, Starbucks and McDonald's and Panera and Disney and people like that. Visa, MasterCard, and Amex were all announced yesterday, and apparently Discover tweeted either late yesterday or this morning that they're going to do it as well. And according to Bloomberg, it's a great deal for merchants because there's no fee to either the consumer or the merchant. Apple's working out the fees with the bank and, you know, they'll get paid that way. So it's a really cool concept. And again, I've said it could be done by Amazon or eBay, or if they wanted to, Google. I think Apple was the first to get there in this specific case. And I think this is smart from a strategic standpoint. I mean, if you just want to talk about larger marketing strategy and product strategy and the like, I think they were smart because Apple wants to sell devices. Either it's new phones, or if you have an old phone and don't want to upgrade, it's new watches so that you can do this thing. Whereas Google has always wanted to collect the data because it sells advertising, and Amazon wants to sell, you know, stuff, media, books, music, things like that, movies, etc. But it doesn't mean that they couldn't do the same thing. So again, I know I've said this a couple of times, but I don't want anybody to think I'm sitting here promoting Apple in a big way. It's just more a question of what they've done is made it really seamless and straightforward and secure, or at least perceived as secure for consumers. And I think that's a game changer. I think that's something where we're going to see a lot of customers starting to use this. The other place where it's incredibly cool, and you've heard me talk about this a lot, is it works in apps. So if you're on an iOS app, any app that talks to this payment API, again, your customer would just tap their thumb to this fingerprint sensor to authorize the transaction, and then they don't have to enter credit card details. They don't have to enter shipping address or mailing address because it's all tied to where the card is located. Now, I'm not sure yet if it works on mobile web. I've done a little bit of research, but I haven't been able to find out anything about that yet. But I'm not really sure why it couldn't. And that's one of the things that I find most interesting, because watch what happens to mobile conversion rates. And in fact, watch what happens to conversion rates overall. You know, one of the companies that they talked about yesterday is OpenTable. You'll now be able to use it to pay for restaurants while you're in the restaurant, or your customers will. That's kind of a big deal, right? And it really is something where, as I've said many times before, it really is all e-commerce now, isn't it? You know, it's just something where any transaction can be a digital transaction or a mobile transaction easily. And because mobile conversion rates are almost certain to go up as this gets adopted or competitive systems get adopted, that's going to have an impact on your ability to meet the needs of your customers. And that's really the part you should care about. That's really why I'm talking about this today. You know, so what should you do about this? Well, the first is, as I talked about a couple weeks ago in the episode, What Do Customers Do? And in a blog post I wrote that talked about what mobile e-commerce data isn't telling you, you really need to pay attention to your customers' behaviors, both in your stores and in other stores. What are your customers doing? How are they doing it? Are the people starting to whip out their phones, or most likely having them sitting in their hands in the first place, and looking to do that tap to pay? And can you, in fact, then support them with that? If you're not currently accepting these forms of payments at your point of sale, you need to look at, is this something I should be doing? Do I have enough customer demand to make this worth doing? And for your online, talk to your shopping cart provider, or if you're a hotel, your internet booking engine provider, talk to the people who provide you your transactional systems to see what are their plans for incorporating this and accommodating this. Because I really do think this is a game changer. This is something where we've seen again and again and again how your customers use their mobile phones constantly. You know, I've said for a long time that mobile and commerce go hand in hand. Mobile and shopping go hand in hand. Because it's a device you've got right there. And again, they've looks to have solved for the concern problem, if not the usability problem. So it's something to pay attention to. It's something to watch. And I expect highly that we're going to see big returns from this over the coming months. The phone doesn't come out for another week. The software doesn't launch until October. But if we're still talking about this as in the future a year from now, I'm going to be really shocked. So stay tuned, pay attention. You know I'm going to talk about it more, but you definitely want to watch for this and see how your customers' behaviors change, because that's the important part. Now, checking the clock on the wall, looks like we are about out of time for this week. But as ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. I want to remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcast and subscribing on clicking on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe in iTunes or Stitcher Radio by just doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud, and you should find us there, no matter where we are. And I want to remind you that you can email me. Just send an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, podcast@timpeter.com. I do look forward to hearing from you. I want to thank you one more time for tuning in. I hope you have a great rest of the week, a fantastic weekend, and I'll look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Take care, everybody.